Booster?
Yes, I have Congressman Mills on here.
Thank you, Mr. Congressman.
He's on here.
Mr. Congressman?
Yes.
Just a moment, please. Congressman Mills on line two.
Just heard about your great loss, and I wanted to tell you that Lady Bird and I sympathize with you and wish that there's something we could do, and we know we can't, but we grieved beyond compare, and we wanted you to know that we were thinking of you, and it's hell for you to have to bear the burdens you are now. I wish I could ease them some or withdraw it or something, but please tell your sweet little wife and your little daughter that they got a friend in court that's thanking them.
I appreciate it. She's out at the Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Springs, a very nice hospital. The little girl, she had twins.
Yes, I knew that.
The little girl's doing just fine. They have not given us a report yet on the autopsy of the little boy. The doctor thinks that it's one of these cases where the lining of the lung that may develop up to 6 or 7 or 8 months, just had not disappeared, but born, he just couldn't breathe.
Oh, goodness. Well, I wrote her a little note and sent her some flowers, and thinking of it, I had a call. I called Jerry Ford today on another thing, and I don't want to talk business, but while I got you, I mentioned this. I called him about the vicious attack that as Kramer made on withholding highway funds yesterday, and I said, now, I thought we all had agreement you all wanted to reduce expenditures, and I got you all down at the ranch, and you all agreed with this, you and Dirks and so forth. Now, if you're going to play dirty pool, I can release it right quick. I had planned on impounding another $400 million, but I'd about talked myself out of it because the economy is pretty loose, and we don't really need to impound it, but
I shared that. I immediately jumped up and talked to Tom Curtis, and I told him that I was willing to assume that responsibility. It wasn't entirely yours. You and I agreed in Dublin to share this matter with Bennis and trying to stop inflation, and that it's necessary for government to cut back and Bennis has to cut back. It's a joint thing. Well, that cut him up in 2 seconds.
Well, Jerry said that he had told Kramer that he couldn't do it, that he was committed to do this, but he couldn't stop Kramer. And I said, well, now, if y'all want to play it that way, I'll release it or I'll keep it. I thought all of you wanted me to do it, and I'm getting the heat, and I'm taking it, and I'll be prepared to. He said, well, that he would try to help, and Dirksen said he felt like that. I told him we had to release military boys first, and then we're going to release a little on housing second, and then we're going to release the highway, but they got to just stand in line just a little bit longer. I didn't want to mess up what was happening up there. Then he said, well, he wanted my help on PCs, and I said, well, now, I gave Eisenhower my help. I passed his debt limit every year I was leader, and I did it without even a roll call, and I never made politics out of it, and you are doing that, and you oughtn't to do it on this quickie bill. We ought to get this on through, but I will appoint this ex-secretaries and some budget directors, and we'll have a bipartisan study, and we'll get them to recommend it, and I'll be glad to follow what to do. I'll do that, and I'll give you a letter saying that I'll do that. And I'll do it right now, and I'll ask for a report this year. He said, well, that made sense. He would take it up, but folks might have gone too far. But he said, one thing I want you to do is this bond business, where we can take 10, 15 million, billion out, where we can do some financing there. And I said, well, you killed my bail. You like you say, you send the doctor and then going to give me arsenic. I can't do that. And I think Secretary and Fred Deming will come sit down with you and tell you that they would be helpful on a separate bill. Yeah, but we're not going to let Albert Gore and all this crowd get over there and filibuster for weeks, and you can't get it mixed up on this. But he said, you beat. If you don't, I said, I don't think we beat, and I wouldn't do that, Jerry, and you're too big to play politics that way, and I didn't play it with y'all. But if you got to play it on something besides the solvency of the nation. I said, I just got a report tonight that the balance payments gave us a pleasant surprise with a whopping $460 million on liquidity based this week, ending February the 1st. That Fowler's meeting had been rather successful. Canada, Belgium, Sweden all lowered their discount rates. They joined the bandwagon that started by Germany and the UK that was influenced by this agreement among Fowler and the European finance ministers. And I said, let's don't create any doubt in their mind right at this ticklish point. Well, I don't know whether I made any headway, but I tried. I want you to know that background. And I'll see you. And God bless you. And give your wife my love.
Let me say this one thing first.
Right.
Got a minute. Now, we're not beat. I've got more votes than your men know about. I've got votes in North Carolina. South Carolina delegation. I've got every vote in the Texas delegation, as you know, with the exception of one, certain. And I may, maybe two. They want me to talk to Mark Fisher in the morning. But there's one thing that I wish you would do, if you will, for future arrangements on the House, need their vote. There's half or more of that North Carolina delegation that would like an opportunity just to sit down with you.
Just tell them the name of the day. Just tell them to call Marvin Watson.
No, absolutely. Well, they're scared they can't get the job done. Harold Cooley was supposed to have done it this for some reason last fall.
Harold Cooley came down and spent an hour.
I know he did. I told him that.
He never asked to bring anybody. Tell him at any time they call, any member of Congress can see me anytime. Just tell him to call Marvin Watson. It'll be set up, and I'll tell him right now.
I'm going to tell L.H. Fountain in the morning.
You do it.
Come on, go with us on this, Tennessee. You're going to talk to them. They got some problems.
I'll be very happy to. I know what they are, and I won't try to help them. I won't try to help them. I saw L.H. He was here last night. I had him at the White House last night.
You can just listen to him. And
I'll do it.
Right,
you can do it.
Always wrong here.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Bye.
Waiting.